ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रीला प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी इज मीन्ट फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग द सेल्फ एंड द सुप्रीम सेल्फ, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, बोथ ऑफ होम आर ट्रांसडेंटली सिचुएटेड। इफ बोथ ऑफ देम कैन बी अंडरस्टूड when one is purified by advanced knowledge, for what reason and for whom does he, a foolish greedy person, maintains the body for sense gratification? Purport. Of course, everyone in this material world is interested in maintaining the body for sense gratification. But by cultivating knowledge, one should gradually understand that the body is not the self. Both the soul and the super soul are transcendental to the material world. This is to be understood in the human form of life, especially when one takes sannyas. A sannyasi, one who has understood the self, should be engaged in elevating the self and associating with the super soul, super self. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for elevating the living being for promotion back home, back to Godhead. Seeking such elevation is one's duty in the human form of life. Unless one performs this duty, why should one maintain the body? Especially if a sannyasi not only maintains the body by ordinary means, but does everything to maintain the body, including even eating meat and other abominable things. He must be a lampata, a greedy person simply engaged in sense gratification. A sannyasi must specifically remove himself from the urge of tongue, belly and genitals, which disturb one as long as one is not fully aware that the body is separate from the soul. आत्मानं चेद् विजानीयात् परम ज्ञान धुताशयः किमिक्षन् कस्यवा हेतोर् देहं पुष्णाति लंपटः। दिस वर्स इज फ्रॉम 15 चैप्टर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 7th कांटो। आल्सो दिस इज फाइनल लास्ट चैप्टर ऑफ 7th कांटो। एंड हियर Devarsi Narad personally instructing, giving instruction to Yudhishthir Maharaj. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, description in the form of very celebrated conversation which took place between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Devarsi Narad. When Maharaj Yudhishthir was performing Rajasuya Yajna, a very celebrated sacrifice, Yudhishthir Maharaj performing, and any of the performance of yajna, one aspect that the performers, he hears scriptures from, especially from very bona fide and elevated personality. So here, personally, Naradji was present there in Hastinapur, in Rajasuya Yajna. And Yudhishthir Maharaj was listening. So, instructions for the civilized human beings. So, here, before this verse, Devarsi Narad has talked about that if a grihastha gives up his prescribed duty, is not performing his prescribed duty, and is brahmachari, he is not following his vow, of celibacy and other different type of vrata, and a tapasvi vanaprastha, if he is living in the village, not in forest, not living forest, instead of forest, he is living in the village, city. So this is a very abominable thing, this is a very bad thing. And finally, bhikṣu sannyāsī, who maintains his body by begging alms, by madhukari, if his indriya low loop, he has like a type of a very much interested for sense gratification. So, if a sannyasi, or he has addiction for sense gratification, then it is considered the most abominable thing, very bad thing. Bhikṣu indriya lolupata. Bhikṣuk means one who maintains himself by begging alms. And if he is addicted for sense gratification, then it is a very, very bad thing. Naradji talks about if someone is, especially talks about sannyasi, if he has addiction for sense gratification, then whole this soj becomes a drama. Vidambanam. Vidambanam means sometimes in the play, in the drama, different people take different part. So some becomes king, some becomes queen, are different role there. So this is not a very serious thing. If a sannyasi, he himself is addicted, he has addiction for the sense gratification, then simply has put a dress, like someone puts a dress in drama. And Devarsi Narada Thakur, that person, immediately he should be rejected. Or if not rejected, not ignored, if you can do that, then you must bestow your mercy and give him instruction that he should not do that. First, he should be rejected at all. If a sannyasi, he has taken a vow of sannyas and same time he has addiction for sense gratification, then it is like drama. And if anyone has taken part, role of sannyasi in the drama, he is not very much serious. He should not give any respect. Maybe on the stage, but as soon as he comes out of a stage, then he is not a worshipable personality anymore. So here, especially it talks about atmanam ched vijaniyat. The human form of life is meant for self-realization. Yeah. Of course, everyone in this material world, by cultivation of Krishna consciousness, we should understand the self, Atma, and same time Paramatma. So, usually in Vedic literature, very repeatedly, it is stated that human form of life is very much important, and this is meant for self-realization, not for sense gratification. In Vedic literature, it describes, so far as sense gratification is concerned, it is available everywhere. In any species of life, sense gratification is available. So if we have achieved the, avoided this human form of life, then again Naradji, while he was instructing Vedavyasadev in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, said, tasyaiva hetuh pratita ko vido. First he talks about devotional life, self-realization, and the human form of life should be utilized for the cultivation of devotional service. Tasyaiva hetuh pratita ko vido. Nalabhyate yad bhramtam upar yadha. The devotional service or cultivation of knowledge, it is not possible. It is not available in other species of life. It is only available and possible in the human form of life. So far as sense gratification or delight for material existence, material world is concerned, this is available everywhere. Tallabhyate dukhavat anyatah sukham. Devarshi Naras talks about, we don't make any effort. We don't try to get distress. But this distress comes in our direction according to our karma, according to our previous fruitive activity we have performed. Similarly, if we not do anything for our happiness, material delight, it will come automatically in our direction if we have done pious activity in our previous life. So for it will come for suffering, we don't make any effort. It comes automatically in our direction the same way. Happiness or pleasure or opportunity for sense gratification, it will come in our direction. So for that reason, for that purpose, we should not make any effort. If someone is trying to get happiness, material happiness, sense gratification, then it is simply wastage of time and energy. So this human form of life is meant for self-realization. Nayam deho deha bhajam nirloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujame tapo dibhyam putrakayena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam tanantam. When Lord Rishabhadev, he was instructing his 100 sons, they are sitting in front of him and he was giving transcendental enlightenment, knowledge. Then he also talks about the purpose, ultimate goal of human form of life. Nayam deho deha bhajam nirloke. The human form of life should not be wasted for sense gratification. Kaman arhate. It is very difficult. First of all, it is very difficult to get the sense gratification. It is a troublesome business to be happy, get sense gratification. And he said, it is available even vid bhujam. Vid bhujam means one who, the living being who eats stool, pig. They very much instead eat the stool. So that even the pig has, he can get happiness, delight, material delight. If some living entity goes in the body of a pig, the happiness, delight or sense gratification is available there also. But devotional service or knowledge, self-realization, opportunity for self-realization is not available, it is not possible in that lower species of life. So then Rishabh talk tapo dibhyam. The human form of life is meant for tapasya, tap, austerity. And it was tapo dibhyam, dibhya, transcendental tap, austerity. By performing austerity, dibhya, transcendental tapasya, transcendental austerity, our heart would be completely cleansed. Our heart would be completely purified, and once our sattva, our heart is purified, then in the purified mind, in the purified heart, the Lord would reveal suddhet yasmat brahmi saukhyam tanantan. And once our heart is purified, becomes completely free from any contamination, then we get saukhyam, happiness. And what type of happiness? Brahma saukhyam. Transcendental happiness, transcendental bliss, and that is anantam. Unlimited transcendental bliss we can experience by tapasya, once we perform Divya Tapasya, then our heart is completely purified. And once our heart is completely purified, we can experience, we can derive transcendental, unlimited bliss. Tapo Brahma Saukhyam Tanantam. So for that end, we need to understand here in Devarsi Narayana talks about Param. Param means here translated as Atma as well as Paramatma, soul as well as super soul. Both we have to know. Atmanam ched vijnanayat param jnana dhutashaya. By cultivation of knowledge, jnana dhutashaya, by cultivation of knowledge, our heart, our existence would be purified. Jnana dhuta, washed by, cleansed by jnana. Cultivation of jnana, then existence keep on purified. So, in this verse, Devarsi Naradji talks, Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that the human form of life is meant for self-realization and not for sense gratification. And we must understand, and others about especially, this is duty for every human being. But especially in this verse talks about a sannyasi, or a person who claims himself to be a transcendentalist, who have taken the path of self-realization, either he is grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari or sannyasi, anyone. But especially in these topics, in these verses, talks about sannyasi. Indriye lolupata. This is word, very bad word for a sannyasi. You say he's and lumpat. Lumpat in Sikshastakam, this word appear lumpat. How they say? Lumpat. Lumpat means debauchee. This is word debauchee. This is about Krishna, there is a transcendental sense. Was saying some sannyasi there, you are debauchee. It's a very strong word. Naraji is speaking, lumpat, he's a lumpat. Asli seva pad ratam pinastumam adarsanan marm hatam karotuga yathata thava vidhatu lumpata. You are lumpat. Srimad Radharani says for Krishna, lumpat, debauchee. Unlawfully addiction for sense gratification. So, in this verse, last word, lumpat, see, last one, lumpat. The, if someone is not interested for, especially sannyasi, has not purified his existence by cultivation of knowledge, by cultivation of devotional service, and he is maintaining his body, for what reason? Kimikshan, for what is the use of this body maintaining? If you are not interested for self-realization, if you are not cultivating Krishna consciousness, you are not cultivating bhakti, then there is what use of maintaining this body? Kasya, kim ikshan kasya vaheto. It is useless to maintain. Pushnati lambata, maintaining the body. So, this human form of life is meant for self-realization. And he talks about what is self-realization. That we understand the constitutional position of Atma as well as Paramatma. Atmanam. In Vedic literature, it is described that, yet purport has said that body is meant for understanding the self and the super self. Paramatma, Atma and Paramatma. In Vedic literature, in Upanishad, this body is compared with a tree, and one branch of the tree, on the top of the one branch of the tree, two birds are seated. Dva suparna sajura sakhayam saman brikshe susun sujata. on the branch, on the heart, in the heart, which is considered to be the one of the branch of the whole body existence, Dvashuparna, two birds are seated. Dvashuparna, Sajura, Sakhaya, Samana, Brikshi, Sushnu, Sujate. In same one branch of the tree, the two birds are seated, and they are very much, they have friendship, intimate friendship with each other. They are friends. Sitting. So Atma is there and same time Paramatma is there also. Self, soul and super self. Both are seated. Tayorasti. What is difference? That this body produces some certain type of fruit. There are in number many fruits, but two type of fruits takes place in this tree. One is sukh and one is dukh. Two type of, there are many, now in number there are many, sukh and dukh. So sukh means happiness and distress. So very rarely this fruit, this tree bears, very one, two in number, where you can count on the finger number of the fruit of sukh, happiness. And for distress, dukh, how many there are, you can't count, unlimited. So though this tree produce both type of fruit, sweet and bitter, but sweet very limited, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for bitter fruit, unlimited, you can't count. And difference between the two birds, one bird, which is Atma, our soul, is very much attached for the body and same time even attached for the fruit. And he is forced to eat the fruit. But other, he eats the fruit. Distress and happiness, both, both type of. But another bird sitting, which is super soul, Paramatma, he is indifferent. He doesn't eat. So we are suffering and enjoying. Suffering is there, distress is there. And some, we derive sometimes a so-called happiness even. So that only soul or Atma experience, whereas Paramatma is completely indifferent. So as soon as the another bird, means Atma, he takes shelter of his friend, Paramatma, super soul, immediately he becomes free from all distress and he becomes very much liberated. So for that reason, a living entity, he should understand the constitutional position of himself, his Atma, and same time he should understand constitutional position or position of the Paramatma, and also he should understand what is the relationship between Atma and Paramatma, one word and another word, and what, how we, the super Atma, soul can satisfied super soul, Paramatma. As soon as he understands the position of Paramatma and he understands himself, means he understands the difference between material body and spirit soul, immediately he becomes free from all sort of distress. one of the final instructions of Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hirde Se Arjun Tishtati, Ishvara, the controller, Paramatma, he is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hirde Se Arjun Tishtati, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. And then next verse talks about Tameva Saranam Gach Sarvabhavena Bharata. Krishna talks Arjun Bharat, O descendants of Bharat, Arjun, you utterly simply take shelter of Paramatma. Tameva saranam gachya sarvabhavena. In all regards, simply you take shelter of Paramatma, and once you take shelter of Paramatma, then tat prasadat, by his mercy, tat, by the mercy of super soul, Ishwar, Paramatma, tat prasadat param santim, you will get unlimited transcendental bliss simply by taking shelter of Paramatma. Tat prasadat param santim. transcendental, unlimited bliss you will get. Transcendental bliss, happiness, ananda you will derive, you will get. Tat prasadat param sandhi sthanam prapri shashvatam. And you will get eternal sthan, eternal situation, abode. You can get the abode of me, Golok Vrindavan, or Vaikunth. So, here in his verse talks about the human form, a body is meant for understanding the self and super self, which is Supreme Personality of Godhead, both of whom are transcendentally situated. So, first of all, this is basic knowledge of Vedic literature, very beginning part of Vedic literature, and so like ABC knowledge, that any spiritualist who wants to pursue substantial spiritual progress, he must know the difference between body and the soul. Body is complete material and soul, Atma is transcendental. It's not material at all. They are in nature. Though the Atma, living entity, he is residing this material body, but he had nothing to do with this material body. It's absolutely separate thing. So, we should not be very much interested to gratify ourselves, gratify our senses, especially the body. There is no need and there is no use of maintaining this body if you are not interested for self-realization. Kim ikshan kasiva hetu deham pushnati lampata. If, especially some sannyasi, he doesn't cultivate knowledge and he doesn't cultivate devotional service and thus he doesn't purify his existence, his heart, then he, if he is not interested in self-realization, not interested in cultivation of Krishna consciousness and simply maintaining his body, then he is very bad word it is used, lampata. He has addiction for sense gratification. Kasya deham pushanati. For what reason? Why he should maintain the body? Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about, especially if a sannyasi not only maintains the body by ordinary means, but does everything to maintain the body, including even eating meat and other abominable things, he must be a lumpat, a greedy person simply engaged in the sense gratification. So in the assembly, great personality were assembled there in the sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Rajasuya Sabha, and thousands of people were seated. And in front of them, Naradji talks about the duty of all human beings, especially one who claims to be a spiritualist, taken certain bhav, a bhav of grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, or brahmachari. And also in previous verse talking about a vanaprastha. If he is living in the village, a vanaprastha is supposed to reside in forest. There is no right to live in the city or village. Should be there in forest. But if a vanaprastha or sannyasi living in the village and city, and while living in the city, he promoting sense gratification, then he is very bad person. As indriya lo lupat. He said that person should be, immediately he should be rejected. We reject a person if in a drama someone has become taken a role of king. He is no king, he is not rich person. Maybe very poor person can dress himself as a king and he play the part. Very nicely he can play the part of the king in the drama. So simply that is simply question of dress and that person, khalu vidambana, imitation of that, that person should be rejected. First option, that he should be rejected. He should not be given any sort of respect. But if you can't dare to do that one, then anukampa, you should do anukampa means mercy, kripa. You should bestow, you should ready to bestow mercy upon him. What type of mercy you can bestow on him? Prabhupada starts about it, you should preach them. Teach them real life. Feel pity on that type of person, the sannyasi, and you seem very interested, and teach him that he should not be interested for self, sense gratification, rather he should utilize his time and energy for self-realization, for bhakti. So this is one, atmanam chid bijaniyat. Human form of life is meant to understand atma as well as paramatma. By cultivation of knowledge, by cultivation of devotional service, if that end is not achieved, then there is no need. There is no need to maintain this body. No use, especially for sannyasi, vanaprastha, grihastha or sannyasi. Especially for vanaprastha and sannyasi. Okay, so I should stop here. Okay, Prabhupada.